This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, it's the third week. So I turn that over to my good friend, Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Take it over, Mindy.
Welcome to the latest Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on important topics for our community. Today, I'm really excited to introduce our special guest because she's an entrepreneur like myself, and I've known her for a few years, and I'm just fascinated about everything that's going on with her business and everything she gets involved in the community. Her name is Diva Name. At the Colombian-born owner and founder of La Mexicana Taco Bar. We're going to talk about you being Colombian and having a Mexican restaurant, right, Diva? This is a very successful Mexican restaurant with two locations in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, what we know about Diva is that she's passionate about being a restaurateur. And she's also a community advocate who embodies bold leadership, having built her business from scratch with family and friends, just like myself. And her journey began in Barranquilla. And we're going to talk a little bit about that too, which led her to hospitality industry in New Jersey and culminating in her determined move to Florida in 2014 to pursue her dream of entrepreneurship. She successfully launched La Mexicana flagship location in Wilton Manors. And whoever hasn't been there, you have to go because it's really cool. Known for its authentic, made from scratch Mexican cuisine. Yes, it is indeed. And her dedication led to the 2023 opening of a second location. Actually, it's in the process of being open in an iconic Fort Lauderdale establishment. Diva's work ethic and commitment to her staff, whom she considers family, have made La Mexicana a thriving and celebrated destination for both locals and tourists. Welcome, Diva. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mindy, and thank you very much for all that.
Not a problem. So tell me about Barranquilla and then how you ended up in New Jersey. That's a big contrast, right?
Too big. So I'm originally from Barranquilla, and I went to school for international relationships and diplomacy. And my dream was to be a consul. So I ended up, you know, working for the Colombian consulate in Manhattan. And that's how I came to this country. Loved it. It was fantastic. But I always have also the dream of, you know, being my own boss and, you know, having my own business. Actually, I had my first business when I was 16 in Colombia. I used to bake cakes, cupcakes, and either sell them. Love it so much. While I was in New Jersey, I had the opportunity to learn from hospitality. And I was just passionate. You know, I'll go to restaurants and I'll just love it. Because for me, it was that connection. You know, we're Latinas, and we know that food brings people together. So I've always been fascinated about it. When things started going not that well in the consulate because political climates, you know, a lot of instability in our government that we all, you know about it. I decided, you know, just to take a leap of faith and start working in a restaurant. It was my first job in hospitality and just learning. And it was a great lesson because it's not about serving a table. It's not about making a sale, but it's the component of bringing people together, pay attention to detail. Right. And I fall in love with it.
That's wonderful. We're going to talk a little more depending on the time, et cetera. But I want to announce to our audience that we are also filming. We decided we always film on video, but we're decided that we're going to be utilizing the video so that we can put it into later on into YouTube or something like that, because I think people want to see us interacting and everything. And this is news to our audience. Let's talk about you went from what you said, being a diplomat and then going for the passion of food and people together and so forth. Were your family involved in the business? Do you have the entrepreneurial vein or something like that? I'd want to compare if it follows. Yeah. It's my family background.
I feel that the answer is yes. I come from, you know, single mother, and she gave me everything that I have right now, especially my education. And I saw her, you know, from an early age. She had her own boutique in, you know, the center of Barranquilla. And she'll sell like photocopies, cell phones. She had, before when you wanted to get your passport, you needed to get like a digital picture. So, you know, she owned this camera that she brought from the States, and you know, she would bring it to work with her some days. So I feel that I'm really learning from her, or I saw it from her. I just never like put it together until I started my own business. It was something that I always, you know, saw my mom.
You know what? It's incredible because similar to my background, you know, we had family, my grandparents, my father, even my mother, I know also my mother's side. Everybody was an entrepreneur. That was a big deal. You know, you scratch scrape some money from family and members, yeah. and you went on and into developing whatever the business was. And for me, I knew since I remember my grandparents owned a gas station. I remember pumping gas when I was like 7 years old. So I knew that work ethic and that component, and I wanted to be like my grandparents. That's the memory I have. But it was until later on that I realized that I was connecting the dots going back to my childhood and saying, now I'm ready to be an entrepreneur. So I see that we have said, and I also sold, I think I sold Amway, what is the cosmetic company? Avon. I sold so many things.
You never know, all those little things from the past, how they're going to help you and how they're shaping you, without knowing.
Exactly. And that's my point. I guess I became conscious about that later on. I said, oh my God, I've been a serial entrepreneur since my teens, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But this is about you. So let's go back to what then prompted for you to leave what many New Yorkers, New Jerseyans do. They come down to Florida. So we did the same thing. So what prompted you to come down here? Do you have family? Do you know the market? Tell me a little bit about that.
So my mom was already living here in Miami. Well, it was in Miami. I'm in Fort Lauderdale area. And I was already working for this family that owns Buffalo Restaurants in New Jersey, right? They have like three different restaurants. They have a nightclub. I was fortunate enough to work for them and to learn everything that they knew. Very hardworking family. They told me everything. I spent, those extra hours just, learning from the kitchen, from how to do order. I didn't even know how to drive when I moved to the States. Yeah. And I learned, how to drive using their van and using their vehicle because I needed to go and, purchase groceries or, we have an event and I needed to buy some decoration for the event. So they were a great school and I will forever be grateful to them for that. But I wanted to be close to my mom. I'm an only child from my mom's side. And I felt that I was ready. I was ready. I saved some money and I was tired of the cold.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that because obviously you're coming with a family, but whoever is listening to you and is thinking about starting their own restaurant or anything like that, and you actually say that you basically pull resources from your own family members and yourself. So you save money, but then you come up with the concept and then you decide to do a Mexican restaurant, not a Colombian. Why? Tell me the steps that you took in order to do that. Cause that's bold.
Yeah. So when I moved, I was so tired of the industry because my hours were so long that I said, you know what? I want to have just a coffee shop. I want something quiet. I want something beautiful. I want healthy food, Floridian weather. So I started as a coffee shop and the name was La Frutera Garden Bar. Okay. And I had it for 3 years and I did well, but it was just not enough. So after 3 years of, kind of like being against another coffee shop that were emerging in the moment because it was like the boom for the coffee shops here in South Florida. I started trying the cuisine of, Mexican cuisine. And what happened was that I put one time an item on the menu that it was a wrap. And I have this customer that said, hey, may I have this burrito? And that's when it clicks. Should I maybe explore Mexican food? Because I was already 4 years into it when I live in New Jersey. I work in Mexican restaurants.
I see.
So that was one of the things. A lot of people also thought that I was Mexican because of my accent, I guess. And they'll call it the Mexican spa. They never were able to pronounce La Frutera. It was a too complicated name, for the American population. So it were just so many like coincidences, right? That they just lead me to
it's aligned, kind of like.
And again, for me, it was very important to have a restaurant that it was a feminine concept, but also a concept that it would represent Latinas. And I feel that the Mexican woman is the perfect representation for that because it's family oriented, because it's hard worker, and they're able to do anything that they want in this country, really. So I said, I think it's perfect.
It's funny because, you're seeing that people, they tend to think that us Latinos were kind of against each other because of your Colombian or your Mexican or Puerto Rican or whatever. And I just noticed that the more and more that we're kind of like pulling for each other and we're supporting each other and we're trying to just celebrate a culture, regardless of it. And that's what this program is all about, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
about that. And I'm excited to know a little bit about how you make it happen, et cetera. The Frutera was in the same location as the Mexicana?
It was in the same location, yeah.
Okay, so actually, the way that I can now picture that is like a fruit stand almost, right, coffee? Yeah. Because it's kind of a little bit open and closed area. I remember, I haven't been there in a while. I have to go. But let's talk about something that you talk a lot about. It's like, obviously, authentic Mexican food. And that, for those that we know about authentic Mexican food, you know when you know, right? Mm-hmm. But you say that the place, it's a place of a special place and a school of learning. What do you mean by that?
This business has taught me so much patience. Mm-hmm. It has taught me that you may think that you know everything, but we really don't know anything.
It's not an excuse, right?
No, not at all. It has taught me that even though I have not a lot of family here, your staff, it became your family.
I can
and you need to support each other because nothing is perfect. You need to understand that we have this like perfection, business, you know, perfection, perfect idea in our minds, but it's never going to happen because what it makes it unique is also the mistakes that are happening, you know, through the journey. And you need to embrace that. And you need to know that we're humans. And what it makes our place special, or at least to me, is that touch. Is that warm feeling when you come here and you had a hard day and you want to celebrate with a margarita because why not? You know,
why not?
We're that kind of place. And that, it will not happen. Just having, you know, the right liquor in place or having the right food on place is about people. So I feel that I learn every day. And even though that I've been 11 years in business.
Amazing.
If something that I have to take always with me is that it's about seasonality. And not seasonality because we're in summer or we're in winter. The different seasons through our life.
I see.
And to different faces that happen also in our country right now.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting thing. And, you know, I remember that I went to visit several times a little bit before COVID and then after COVID and your staff was there working hard. So they've been with you for a long time for the most part, right? And you're thriving right in the middle of Wilton Manors, you know, that is not really an ethnic community. Yes, there is a large LGBT community, but it's very, very diverse. Very bright, et cetera, right? So that makes you stand out from the rest, correct?
Yeah, I'm very proud to be in Wilton Manors because I get to tell everybody that Wilton Manor is more than party. It's more than just drink. We are a family city. We're a family. We're a city that we support each other.
Nice.
Because since day one, when I opened this location, they're always been here. Everybody from the neighborhood, they're been here. They have promoting. They have had conversations with me when things are not looking that good. It's a community that every time that I have reached out for different events or for, you know, whatever I have in mind, they're always been there. And I love that they're so open-minded that, it makes me feel very lucky for this to be, you know, my first business and my school.
Well, you have earned it, which is, you deserve the credit of earning that respect. I want to talk about something because time is coming very fast and we could sit here for hours. But I learned through the grapevine that you're doing something, you know, you are kind of like ahead of the game, et cetera, but you're working with a global organization to introduce a product. Can you talk about it a little bit? Yes?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about it. First, I want to say that I feel super proud that they chose us. And I have to say that I have learned so much from them because even though that they're, you know, a global organization, I feel their roots are very similar to ours as a small business. And it's about offering options. When I started my business, I always wanted it to be healthy food and, you know, organic. But I learned that you can't really tell people what they should eat or they don't have. You know, just give the options. You always try to have, you know, a couple of the best ones and they choose. And I feel this new product is about that. You know, you can't tell a person don't do it, but offer, you know, a healthy option or open option for them to choose. And I've learned so much from them and how they organize, how launching a new product, how to create expectations. So right. Besides the partnership, I feel extremely lucky to learn from them.
So let's talk about the product that is, because people don't know what it is. And this is not a paid commercial, but I think it's important. What I wanted to bring is exactly what you just said before. This is a global organization. Can I say the name?
Well,
okay. It's Philip Morris International, which they're introducing a new product that you can talk about it, because I'm not versed on it, but I just thought it was interesting that you're providing that option and they selected you to be kind of the local ambassador. So elaborate very briefly what it's all about and we let people choose what they want, and because you're providing that option. Of course.
Yeah. So we are the first retail location for them in a product that is called IQOS. And IQOS is a smoke-free device that it will allow you to still smoke, but without so many side effects that usually, you know, cigarettes have.
Right.
They have the option and they have the money to put their product anywhere. And I'm talking about Publix or gas station, but they decided that this alternative, because it's cleaner, they wanted to place it in family business, because the whole idea behind is for people that want to stop smoking at some point, or for people that if they do it casually, at least they have a healthier option, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically it. And what I love about their process is they're teaching people, you know, they're not just putting a product in front of you. We're going to have multiple activations happening in which you have like a brand representative, and they're going to talk to you about the product and they're going to show you the product. So we're extremely excited to soon having the product here.
I'm excited too, to the point that my next guest is going to be Hernan Albamonte, which I want to have him talk about it, because I think it's an approach, a very unique approach. And again, to your point, you know, it's not advocating one thing or the other, but it's giving people options, because you can, people want to do what they want to do. And I think that that's the beauty of freedom of expression. Last comment in terms of what would you recommend to a Latina that wants to start a new business, like a restaurant business right here in South Florida, very quickly?
I will have to say that being ready is just a feeling. You're never going to be 100% ready. You just have to do it and you'll figure it out through the process. And then the second thing, and this is something that has been in my mind for the past weeks, is that we're always seeking for mentorship, and we should be seeking for mentorship and learning. You know, I have different mentors to my life. But you really need to also make a stop in your life and listen to yourself and listen to your gut. Because sometimes certain mentorship, they look as, you know, maybe people in the bank that, you know, they're telling you what to do. You're listening to your accountant. You're listening, you know, to all these resources. That, of course, you know, they're 100% important. But ask yourself, have they been in your shoes? Do they have their own businesses? All these questions, you need to boil it up. Just to choose really from who you're, you know, taking advice, right? And stay true to yourself. Stay true to your roots. You know, respect where you're coming from. Say it out loud, because Latinas, we make things better, and we need to be proud of that.
Absolutely. I want to thank you. I wish that we had more time, because we can talk here for hours, which we will do in the future. For sure, I will have you back. I want to thank you again for this inspiring story and your determination, and also bold leadership to take new concepts and new ideas coming up. And we want to wish La Mexicana Taco Bar continues success and most importantly for you to continue growing in Fort Lauderdale. I know that soon you will, next year sometimes you will open a second location. So thank you for that, Diva. And, you know, to the listeners, you're listening to Latin Connection, which is here to bring a voice to Latino entrepreneurs like Diva, business people and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community in South Florida. For those interested in reaching out, please contact us at info@l2lmarketing.com or 954-376-4800. And let us know what topics you're interested in listening in at the South Florida Community Roundup. We are featured every third Saturday of every month at 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And I'm excited to announce, like I mentioned again, that my next guest will be Hernan Albamonte, Director of External Affairs from PMI Philip Morris International. Stay tuned y hasta la próxima.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.